Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ashley McDonald of NCBA joining us as we talk about WOTUS.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Today was supposed to be the deadline for submitting comments to the Environmental Protection Agency over their Waters of the U.S. proposed rule, along with the Army Corps of Engineers. However, for the second time, they have now extended that comment period, now out to the 14th of November, ostensibly to get out their report on the connectivity of streams and wetlands and finalize that scientific connectivity report, which they have cited many times within WOTUS's justification for basically allowing them to grab more and more land potentially to be under the control of the Clean Water Act, which is now 42 years old as of yesterday, the 19th of October. According to Ashley McDonald with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, this is the battle that we've been fighting, it feels like forever currently, but also over the years we've fought this battle many times over EPA wanting to grab more control through this 42-year-old law.
This has been basically an ongoing battle since the Clean Water was created in 1972. What is the extent of the federal government's authority over water? And the Supreme Court has weighed in a number of times and said that the Corps and EPA have gone too far in their regulatory definition. And here we are again, the EPA and the Corps just trying to take more control over more water across the country again. And this time, you know, they aren't even going to Congress for it. They're just doing it through regulation, which is inappropriate. And there absolutely is no articulated limit to the federal government's jurisdiction if you read this proposed rule. And therefore, you know, NCBA, cattle producers across this country should be outraged at this proposal. And the way to fight back, of course, against this proposal is to send in your comments to the agencies.
Deadline has been extended for a second time out to the 14th of November. One way to submit comments is to go to www.beefusa.org. Now, Ashley McDonald says that EPA continues to talk about that there's no expansion of authority over agriculture in this proposal, but she says that's not really true.
EPA and the Corps, and mostly EPA, has said a lot of things recently. They are really in this heated PR campaign mode about selling this proposed rule. And they're saying that it does a lot of things based on their intent. Unfortunately, their intent doesn't matter. What matters, of course, are the words on paper. And if you read the language broadly, which is what an environmental activist or somebody else will do eventually in court, there is no limit to federal jurisdiction, and they can claim jurisdiction over every ditch, every pond, every puddle if they want to. And that's the problem, of course, that we have. And EPA, of course, is out there saying, well, their intent wasn't to do that. Well, thanks, but put it in writing. And that's what we're telling the agency at this point. You know, you've got to put these things in writing, and you can't just claim that it was not your intent to do these things.
You alluded to the PR campaign. It seems like I can remember maybe once or twice federal government, after they've done a rule and a proposed rule like this during the comment period, getting out and being this aggressive. But this is a very unusual bit of a ploy, isn't it?
I think so. I've never seen it happen quite so aggressively from a federal agency. They are out there going around the country trying to talk to farmers and ranchers and convince them that this rule won't affect them, which, we can argue all day with EPA on that front because it definitely will impact farmers and ranchers across this country. But they are definitely out there aggressively advocating and pushing with their high-level talking points. Of course, they won't get into the weeds about what the words on paper mean. They just, keep talking about what their intent was and that they don't think that it should impact anybody. But that's unfortunately not good enough for us in agriculture.
NCBA's Ashley McDonald talking WOTUS. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up Friday, November 7th, it'll be the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's Fall Cattle Drive, offering some top-notch replacement females from cattle herds like the Brooks Cattle Company, Bertram Cattle Company, Chain Ranch, C&B Polled Herefords, Jameson Ranch, Miller Ranch, and White Brothers Cattle, all offering consignments in this year's OCA Fall Cattle Drive at OKC West El Reno. For information, contact the OCA office at 405-235-4391, 405-235-4391. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.